Hello and welcome to your Damascus Daily Prayer Lab. My name is Jack Parker and I'm a missionary here at Damascus, where we are working to awaken, empower, and equip a generation to live the adventure of the Catholic faith. Today, we're going to be reflecting on a reading from Acts chapter 3, verses 1 through 10. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Peter and John were going up to the temple area for the 3 o'clock hour of prayer, and a man crippled from birth was carried and placed at the gate of the temple called the Beautiful Gate every day to beg for alms from the people who entered the temple. When he saw Peter and John about to go into the temple, he asked for alms, but Peter looked intently at him, as did John, and said, "Look at us." He paid attention to them, expecting to receive something from them. Peter said, "I have neither silver nor gold, but what I do have, I give you. In the name of Jesus Christ the Nazarene, rise and walk." Then Peter took him by the right hand and raised him, and immediately his feet and ankles grew strong. He leapt up, stood, and walked around, and went to the temple with them, walking and jumping and praising God. When all the people saw him walking and praising God, they recognized him as the one who used to sit begging at the Beautiful Gate of the temple, and they were filled with amazement and astonishment at what had happened to him. It's amazing how good this scripture gets the more and more you put a bunch of pieces together. On one of the more recent episodes of Beyond Damascus, the show where encounter meets mission, we discussed the topic of like waiting in God's timing. Like, how do you be obedient to God's timing without seeming ungrateful or like non-trusting, while also like seeking healing? And one of the hosts, I think it was Aaron, he discusses the fact that this man was brought to this gate of the temple, the Beautiful Gate, every day. And so Jesus, when he was in Jerusalem, must have passed by this man several times because he was there every day. But while Jesus was living, this man was not healed. However, it isn't until the apostles, Peter and John, are filled with the Holy Spirit that this man finally does receive healing. And so as we step into this Easter season, as we step into a season where Christ is risen from the dead, I think there are two amazing things we can focus on. One, that sometimes we may not receive the things that we want simply because we are not aware of God's timing. I have so many memories, so many testimonies of times where I wanted something in a moment, but because I waited and I was patient, I received more fully what the Lord was pouring out. As well as there have been moments where I felt unprepared, that because I stepped into it and did what the Lord was asking of me, many great things happened. Secondly, I want us to see the perseverance of this man, the cripple who was sitting at the temple gate. I want us to see that he had the perseverance to sit at the gate of the temple each and every single day to beg for alms. That we should, like this man, be asking of the Lord each and every single day for the things that we want, whether that's healing, whether that is a special intention, whatever that is. We should not sit by the wayside because of redemptive suffering and allow ourselves to enter into this morose attitude just because we haven't received healing yet. We live in this weird double balance of like healing now, but not yet, kind of attitude. And I want us to charge us into that. So Jesus, I thank you for all the ways you're going to heal us and all the ways you're going to work in and through us. This has been a scripture reflection on Acts. Again, my name is Jack Parker. Thank you so much to St. Gabriel for all the ways you've blessed us here at Damascus. To learn more about Damascus, please visit us at damascus.net.